They're weak, immoral, disconnected, ignorant, and unhealthy population is an easy target for the next stage, the creation of an entire generation of androgynous beings. Masculinity is under attack psychologically, culturally, and biologically. Women are being replaced in sports, entertainment, and politics by men pretending to be women. And children are being indoctrinated at school to think that gender is a choice. The transgender movement is not a grassroots movement. It comes from the top. It has nothing to do with people's freedom of expression, sexuality, or civil rights. It's an evil psyop with a clear agenda to get us closer to transhumanism by making us question the most fundamental notion of human identity, our gender.
Good day to you, brothers and sisters. I hope you're doing well today. Always remember, God is great each and every day, each and every way. And it is only the evil, Luciferian, psychopath, mean-spirited, dark people. And I'm talking about generationally that continue to do the evil for the darkness. We are living heaven on earth. And it could be better. Once we get rid of all of these Luciferians, it's going to be a lot better. Because we cannot have that type of spirit and type of action going on in our world, because it just maintains slavery. They moved from physical slavery from back 150 years ago to now mental slavery. And you don't be ignorant and think that all of the things that they've told you from the past are correct, because they are not. The global criminal Luciferian psychopaths have created these situations over time for years. They always allow it to happen. And as you know, we've been reporting on this for 5+ years. And we've been providing you with real news plus real information on a regular basis. We're going to continue that today in this short brief on this young lady that summarizes basically everything that we've been reporting in detail for 5 years. This lady summarizes about 50% of it in a very quick fashion, very succinct, very focused, and you need to listen because every word is chosen specifically. I hope you get something out of this, and all we ever ask of you as brothers and sisters is to share this information with your network, because we know if you're listening to this, we're like-minded. And we know that we've got thousands of people that listening to this on a regular basis. So we need to be a multiplier and have those thousands, you included, that are to share this with your network, because if they're friends of yours, they're going to be friends of ours. So make sure that you share this information. The website is neo420.com. You're going to find this content up under the talks page. Under the podcast, we also have the video channel there. All of this content, in addition to the garden page, in addition to the news page, which is the reason that we started all of this, was to get the information out to the brothers and sisters instead of having them research a lot of different sources. We built a news aggregator. So different feeds from trusted entities come in so you can read these articles, and if it's something of interest, you can click over to that source. We're doing this all as a public service because now we realize that this is our patriotic duty. Not only is it our patriotic duty, we are followers of Christ Jesus, and right now is the time when you are seeing it. If you've never understood what evil is, you are seeing now what it is to be in a spiritual battle of good versus evil. Because we, the people of these United States, a constitutional republic, and we, the people of the free world, are under attack by Luciferian psychopath global criminal cabal. And we, the people, have to stand unified against this tyranny and not just stand against it, but start moving actively like so many brothers and sisters have around the country, around this state, around the world. They've all been moving in opposition, not just not complying in non-compliance, but taking it a step forward and bringing this information into the court setting where there is a record, and then moving forward with requested and required prosecution of the criminals that are a part of this. This is a global syndicate that we are watching occur on this overall, it's an overall coup d'etat against humanity is what this is. And brothers and sisters, you have to understand this as you listen to this powerful message. Like I said, this woman succinctly details about 50% of everything we've been reporting over the years. We've been providing the details of the people and the organizations, but she hits the highlights very powerfully. So I hope you get something out of this. As this is Neo 420 Talks, the podcast, speaking truth against the lies.
The final goal is to eradicate humanity as we know it. Once you understand the final destination, it becomes much easier to look back and identify the psychological conditioning, the biological tampering, the cultural grooming, and the educational prepping that we have been subjected to for decades in preparation to making us accept a post-human future. It takes a lot of physical and psychological abuse to get an intelligent species like ours to agree to its own extinction. Most, if not all, that has transcended in the last 60 years was designed to get us closer to accepting such a dystopian reality. Whether you care to accept it or not, we live in a hyper-controlled matrix where our perception of reality is meticulously planned, managed, and executed in order to control and steer us in whichever direction they wish. And the direction is a post-human world. For this, they first needed to destabilize, dehumanize, and demoralize humanity through every means possible. The destruction of the nuclear family, children being indoctrinated by the state, abortion, the eradication of God and spirituality from education, life in megacities and away from nature, toxic food, air, and water, social media, replacing real human connection and interaction, engineered financial crisis and taxation, endless wars and massive migration, stress, anxiety, depression, drugs and alcohol, constant fear mongering, moral relativism as the new religion. And I could go on and on about how humanity has been influenced and forced to move away from all the things that give us strength, security, purpose, and meaning. A weak, immoral, disconnected, ignorant, and unhealthy population is an easy target for the next stage, the creation of an entire generation of androgynous beings. Masculinity is under attack psychologically, culturally, and biologically. Women are being replaced in sports, entertainment, and politics by men pretending to be women. And children are being indoctrinated at school to think that gender is a choice. The transgender movement is not a grassroots movement. It comes from the top. It has nothing to do with people's freedom of expression, sexuality, or civil rights. It's an evil psyop with a clear agenda to get us closer to transhumanism by making us question the most fundamental notion of human identity, our gender. If you don't know who you are, if you already identify as a hybrid between a man and a woman, you will be easily convinced to become a hybrid between human and machine. Gender ideology is the 2 + 2 = 5 from George Orwell's 1984 dystopian novel. It's the final test to see whether we will follow the most absurd party line towards our own extinction. But 2 + 2 = 4. And no matter how you choose to dress, call yourself, or change your physique, will not change that. The sad reality, though, is that in the gaslighting process to get us closer to a post-human future, they have mentally and physically harmed an increasing number of children and young people, and it's only getting worse. This must be stopped.